beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the frozen tundra of the Midwest, this is The Rain Report, available from Twitter at The Rain Report. I'm Gary Bernstein, N9VU. Editing a magazine is always a challenge, walking that tightrope between meeting the demands of the readership and the need to print a viable publication. For example, switching from the print media to digital. Rain's Hab Holly, KC9RP, recently spoke with Rich Moseson, W2VU, editor of CQ Magazine. According to Moseson, CQ is morphing to CQ Plus, and popular communications, CQ VHF, and World Radio Online are going away. Well, sort of.
Well, we're not abandoning print, first of all. We have no intention of abandoning print. But if you look around the magazine marketplace today, virtually every magazine that's out there has a digital edition in it as well as a print edition. It's just where the industry is going and what readers expect. They expect to have a choice between a digital and a print edition of a magazine. A lot of magazines have gone digital only. The biggest cost factors in running a magazine are printing and postage. If you can eliminate those, then you save a lot of money. We discovered in our four-year experiment with World Radio Online that, yes, you do save some money, but you trade in one set of expenses for another set of expenses, and you don't have the same level of advertising revenue that you do in print, because the advertising marketplace, no matter how much people say, well, we want to have digital and we're doing all digital, they really don't want to pay for digital. And the same goes with readers. They don't want to pay the same amount. And obviously, to a certain extent, they shouldn't have to pay the same amount for a digital publication as for a ink on paper publication, because you don't have those printing and postage costs. That makes up a large portion of the cost of a magazine subscription. But you do have other costs. The value of the content, which is really what we're selling. It's not so much the medium in which it's presented, but the value of what we publish. And that's what people are basically buying from us. They could go buy paper at the local office supply store, and they can buy ink for their printer, and they still wouldn't have a magazine. The magazine is what's on the pages or on the screens. And that's what you're really paying for when you subscribe to a magazine, is the content and not the medium. Beginning with the February issue of CQ, we are incorporating elements of popular communications, CQ VHF, and World Radio Online into an expanded digital edition, which we're calling CQ Plus. It's going to be another 50 pages long every month. Those other magazines are no longer going to be published independently. So their content is going to be merged into this expanded digital edition of CQ. It is going to be a seamless continuation of the digital edition, which will start out with what you have in print, and then it will continue into the digital-only content. But there will now be content in the digital edition that is not available in the print edition because of what we're adding in from the other magazines.
And you'll be prorating whatever subscriptions are still ongoing with the publications that are no longer going to actually be.
They're being transferred, depending on which magazine it is, either to a combination of CQ print and digital or CQ digital only for whatever number of issues are left in the subscription term.
Now, again, which magazines are going away?
Popular Communications, CQ VHF, and World Radio Online. If you're currently a Popular Communications or CQ VHF print subscriber, your subscription will be transferred to a combination of CQ print and CQ digital so that you would be able to continue getting the PopCom content in the digital edition. Same with CQ VHF. If you're a print subscriber, you would get a combination of CQ print and digital. If you're a digital-only subscriber to either of those magazines or to World Radio Online, which was digital-only to begin with, your subscription will convert to a CQ digital subscription, again, for the number of issues remaining in your subscription term.
How do you address those who complain that I grew up with having something in my hands every month that I opened up and would thumb through and feel the paper, smell the ink. You got a little bit of a sales job ahead of you to convince those folks that digital is the way they should be going.
Well, we love print, first of all. This was not a decision that was taken lightly, but it was a matter of economic imperatives. Frankly, and I'll be happy to explain this a little more as we go on, Popular Communication, CQVHF, and World Radio Online were not supporting themselves. CQ was subsidizing them. And we reached a point where, with the economy being in the fragile state that it's in, we simply couldn't go on subsidizing the other publications. The costs were just getting to be too much. So our only options were to either do what we did and merge them into an expanded version of CQ on the digital side, because, again, a huge portion of the costs involved with the magazine are printing and postage, or simply stop publishing them altogether. And you've seen Monitoring Times has stopped publishing. We want to continue serving those readers who have been very loyal to us over the years. But the simple bottom line is that we can't afford to do it in print anymore. The only other option that there would have been if we did not move this to the digital edition was to make the magazines go away altogether. And we didn't want to do that. We don't want to do that.
You're listening to a conversation between Rich Moseson, W2VU, editor of CQ+, and Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP. We'll resume this conversation in a moment. This is the Rain Report, available 24/7 on therainreport.com.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
One of the problems involved today with the internet is everybody expects something for nothing. And with the articles that you're publishing now digitally being more accessible to someone who wants to copy it and keep it and put it somewhere else, how do you deal with the reality of people pirating your material perhaps more digitally than they did when it was on paper?
One of the ways that we do this is that our digital editions come through a vendor, in this case, Zinio, but there are others out there that do the same thing, that have platforms that are easy to read the magazine on, but not easy to make copies from. We're not putting out a PDF there that you can easily copy and redistribute to people. So the files that you get when you get your digital edition through Zinio or through any of these other digital publishers are easy to read on your laptop screen or your tablet screen, or if you're not reading the screen, through a text reader program. But they're not easy to copy and distribute, and that's intentional. And that's how we're trying to hold the line on people simply saving, copying, and redistributing either articles or whole magazines. That's one of the things that costs money. Working through a digital publishing platform such as Zinio, we have to pay them for this. We have to pay them for putting the magazine into the online format, for maintaining records, for sending out emails every month to our subscribers, letting them know that each new edition is ready, for maintaining a library for each individual subscriber in which all of their back issues are stored. There's lots and lots of things that they do for us, all of which cost money, all of which costs us money, and therefore goes into those added expenses that we talk about. They're certainly not on the same level as printing and postage, but it's not free to do this.
I'm speaking today with Rich Moseson, W2VU, editor of CQ+.
Well, I'm the editor of CQ, which includes CQ+. Richard Fisher, KI6SN, who has been editor of Popular Communications and World Radio Online, is the editor of CQ+, and the two of us are working very closely together. But I have the overall responsibility for the overall content of the magazine in whatever format you happen to be reading it in.
If you were to break out a crystal ball 5-10 years down the road, what do you see happening to the ham radio publishing business?
Crystal balls have never been my specialty, but hopefully we will still be here in print and digital form, and QST will still be here in print and digital form. As far as national level publications, I'm afraid we're all that there is at the moment. Hopefully that on our end, this realignment that we're doing will help us to solidify everything so that we can be in a stronger position to still be here in 5 or 10 years and beyond. And, you know, one other thing that I wanted to mention here in terms of the decision making that went into this is not only changes in the publishing industry, but changes in the radio hobby as well, the broader radio hobby. As you're probably aware, and some of your listeners are aware, Popular Communications in particular covered the broad radio hobby, from broadcast band DXing to shortwave listening, scanning, you name it. If you could tune it in on a radio, Popcom covered it. And that marketplace is changing significantly. That's one of the reasons that the magazine has not been able to support itself in recent times. The shortwave broadcast industry is contracting significantly. So many government broadcasters have decided that they can get their message out efficiently via the internet or via satellite and without the expense of maintaining a broadcast transmitter and operating huge antenna farms for shortwave broadcast. Likewise, a lot of the public safety agencies that people enjoy listening to on their scanners are encrypting their signals. At minimum, they're going digital, which if you have the right scanner, you can still pretty much keep track of them. But a lot of them are encrypting their communications for security purposes. It's unfortunate, but there are a lot of bad guys out there who want to keep track of what the public safety agencies are doing in order to defeat what they're doing. So I can't totally disagree with the decisions to encrypt a lot of those signals. Unfortunately, it also limits the ability of law-abiding citizens who have a right to know what the agencies that they pay for are doing in the public sphere to be able to listen and to hear what's going on in their communities. So it's a tightrope, but the bottom line there is that more and more communities have been encrypting their communications on their public safety agencies, so there's less out there to listen to, both on the scanning side and on the shortwave side. There are fewer manufacturers out there to produce products for listening because there's less to listen to. So that whole marketplace of the listening monitoring marketplace is shrinking. That's had a significant impact on Popular Communications in terms of advertisers, in terms of audience for readership. But the other side of that, and this is a plus side, is that so many hams are not only hams. In fact, I don't know any hams who are purely hams, who have started out in ham radio and never done anything else. Personally, I started out in AM broadcast DXing when I was 10 years old. It fascinated me. And I moved from there into shortwave listening and CB and then ham radio. So many of us have followed similar paths, and so many of us still enjoy listening to other services. That's why it's very hard to find an HF transceiver today that doesn't include general coverage shortwave. It's very hard to find an FM mobile transceiver for VHF and UHF that doesn't include expanded listening and scanning. Why? Because so many of us still enjoy doing that, that we've demanded it from the manufacturers. So what we're doing here is providing kind of one-stop shopping for all of our ham readers who also still enjoy the other parts of the radio hobby. You're no longer going to need to subscribe to two or three different magazines in order to find out what's going on in those other parts of the radio hobby. It's all going to be available in CQ and CQ Plus, and we will be able to provide a greater service for our readers through doing this. So that's the plus side of this, that there are a whole lot of CQ readers who enjoy these other parts of the radio hobby, but who have not been sufficiently motivated to also subscribe to either Popular Communications or Monitoring Times, either one of them, to have an additional subscription. Well, now it's all going to be in one package.
This has been our first excerpt from a conversation CQ Plus editor Rich Moseson, W2VU, had with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP. We'll conclude their conversation next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2014, Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Gary Bernstein, N9VU, bidding you very 73 from The Rain Report, www.therainreport.com.